Ernest Hemingway said, "The hard part about writing a novel is finishing it." He's right, and I don't think he means just finding the right path to the final image. It's about letting it go, saying, "This is done." Because once you turn the book in a lot of ways you lose control of it. And, you know, we've talked about this before. I hate being late. I'm never late. But I learned with Origin Story that I hate turning in a book I'm not in love with more than I hate being late. So I didn't turn it in. I took a little bit more than an extra month, and I made it into something I'm really proud of. And then I felt finished. Then I wanted my editor to read it. I was excited. So when I released it to her, I had this giddy high week of prancing about being generally disgusting and full of myself. And maybe I was owed that, because the last month trying to get the book right, I stopped everything else that I do. I wasn't even coming in here to WABE to record. I just did an intense regimen for that over deadline book, 6 days a week, 10 to 12 hours a day. And when I finally did let it go, it felt like a yak had stopped sitting on my chest. And I immediately said to myself, "Self," I said very sternly, "no writing. No writing. Your brain is slag. You will now take a break. You will cook healthy meals instead of shoving fast, convenient foods at your children. You'll catch up with your friends and your family that you've neglected. For the last 6 months, when anyone I love did manage to drag me out of the house, I just sort of hurled a bunch of book angst at them and then scuttled back into my writing closet as quickly as I could. And my house descended into the slough of despond, piles upon piles, the closets crammed with crap, things jammed under the beds. So I decided I would start the new book, which I'm already excited about. I've already, you know, I've been thinking about this idea for several years, and it's now time to write it. But I'm not going to start it till the fall, I decided. Fall is my favorite season. That kind of weather that comes when the summer gives way, when the air gets that sort of crisp apple taste to it. That's what the weather was like the first time I kissed my husband. And ever since then, it's my favorite weather. It's my favorite time of year. It's a moment that I feel is correct to start things. So, yeah, fall. No writing for summer. And I didn't mean no work. You know, I'm doing the edits for Origin Story. I'll be doing publicity work, prepping for the paperback release of Opposite of Everyone. I teach a class with a nonprofit that I'm deeply involved with. I have work to do, but not writing. So I started setting dates with people I love that I've lost track of, and I called a family meeting, and my family sat down and we set organizational goals, and we made to-do lists that involved a lot of mucking out and trips to Goodwill to remove all the outgrown bits and shopping for replacement bits. These children with their pernicious growing. And apparently the school system will not let you send them wrapped in dish towels and duct tape. You actually have to dress them in shoes and clothes. So this stuff all had to get done. And it's been going pretty well. I started a supper club. Two of my closest friends have helpfully become vegan and vegetarian, which has jump-started my healthy cooking plans. I don't think I'll ever stop being an unapologetic omnivore, but I'm cooking in a new way that I'm calling veggie forward. So I was rocking all my goals for almost a week, at which point I woke up at 5 a.m, crept downstairs with my laptop, and started writing the new book. Y'all, it was about 100 degrees yesterday. Sure, school has started back, but we can in no way call this fall. But I couldn't help myself. My brain started feeling itchy. I couldn't not right. I am not alone in this. The impulse to write things down is a peculiarly compulsive one, inexplicable to those who do not share it, Joan Didion says. And she adds, amusingly, useful only accidentally, only secondarily, in the way that any compulsion tries to justify itself. Yes, Joan, I will get a novel out of it eventually, thanks, but she's right. I'd do it anyway. I'd find another way to justify it. The compulsion to write in its extreme form is called hypergraphia, and I have a mild case of it. I think most writers who are labeled prolific have it to some degree or other. So I've been reading about it, and Psychology Today says there have been actual studies on this phenomenon starting in about the 1970s, looking for the brain chemistry that's associated with it. It's actually related to bipolar disorder, and it's also related to epilepsy. The article explains it like this. In hypergraphia, activity in the temporal lobe is reduced, spurring activity in the frontal, the area that potentiates complex behavior like speech. A writer's inner critic goes quiet and the ideas flow. They go on to say that antidepressants have been shown to stanch the flow of words, but the condition is so rare that there are no accepted guidelines for treatment. And luckily, most hypergraphics view it as a gift. Alice Flaherty, herself a severe hypographic, wrote a book called The Midnight Disease about the disorder, and she sees it as a gift and one that has been granted to many famous writers, Edgar Allan Poe, Dostoevsky, obviously Joyce Carol Oates, all suffered, and I'm putting air quotes around this word, suffered from hypergraphia. I use the air quotes because, as Flaherty says, it is abnormal, but it's not necessarily bad. For us, it is mostly pleasurable. You only suffer when you think you're writing badly. And she's right. So I was sneaking off and doing it because my brain made me. My husband came downstairs early the other day and he caught me at it and he was laughing at me. Predictable, he said. I quoted Franz Kafka at him. Kafka says, a non-writing writer is a monster courting insanity, I told him. Do you want to be married to a monster who is courting insanity? He doesn't. So he went off to make coffee, and he left me to it. Decatur Book Fest is right around the corner, Labor Day weekend. It's the largest independent book fest in the country, a three-day extravaganza of lectures and signings and events and parties with more than 300 national and local authors, including award winners, bestsellers, and newcomers to the industry who just might be the next big thing. It's fun for families and folks of all ages, and there's creative writing events for budding authors, plus an arts exhibit and music and food trucks and craft beers. This year, Decatur Book Fest will kick off with a very special keynote event celebrating the life and work of beloved Southern author Pat Conroy, who died of pancreatic cancer on March 4th at the age of 70. Pat's wife, novelist Cassandra King Conroy, Pat's daughter, an artist and children's book author, Melissa Conroy, plus longtime friends like Rick Bragg and Ron Rash will share special memories of Conroy and read favorite passages. It begins Friday, September 2nd at 8 p.m. at the Schwartz Center for Performing Arts at Emory University. For WABE, I'm Jocelyn Jackson.